The first episode of my podcast in 2026. I suppose I could see this as a new beginning, as a new chapter, just as new a chapter as I'm listening to from the book 10 Types of Human. A new chapter. Maybe it's a new book. It's certainly an awful lot more than a new paragraph, a new page. But I do have something on my mind that has been puzzling me. Over the run-up to Christmas period and the period between Christmas and New Year, my energy for contacting people from Toastmasters, people with whom I spend an awful lot of time, or in whose company I've spent an awful lot of time, very enjoyable time, and without whom I cannot barely imagine my life anymore, I have reduced the amount of contact I've had with members of Toastmasters. I have gone to one or two meetings, but I have spent my time immersed in family. Now, for somebody who didn't grow up immersed in my family with affection, I was immersed in my family, but I was not feeling like as if my family is my world. In fact, I grew up in some sense thinking my family is the world outside my family is my world, is my family. I'm part of a much bigger family than my blood family. I've been puzzled by why I haven't been relentlessly replying to the Happy Christmas wishes, to the Happy New Year wishes, why I haven't been making sure that every single person who has sent me wishes gets a reply back, or even why I haven't been going through my very long lists of WhatsApp groups in order to say, oh, I haven't sent a message to so-and-so. Oh, so-and-so I'd like to see next year. I must send them a message. Why I haven't been taken up with that, and why instead I have been listening to a book, I've been sitting around, I've been spending time with others, spending time, so much time with family that it's almost, that it's felt like as if I'm spending too much time with family, but not that I wanted to go anywhere else. How to explain this in a succinct way? Oh my goodness. It's as if I have dropped out of a network or a network of networks where people are expressing joy and best wishes, and even become a little bit judgmental about the sameness of the messages from people and in groups. So many people saying so little other than Happy Christmas, have a great time, wishing you all the best. As if joining in that activity isn't enough to attract me, hold my attention. Because there has been a constant feeling of, and thought of, oh, I'll get in touch with people in January. I'm taking time off. I am leaving one arena and I'm dwelling in another. And occasionally thoughts like, oh, I haven't spent long enough in this arena. Or even at times thoughts like, oh, if they leave Toastmasters, I guess I won't ever have contact with them again. And yet, for as long as we are members of the same organization, I value their company. Not just talking about Toastmasters, but learning more about their world and enjoying the sound of their voice. That's it, the sound of their voice, the distinctiveness of their words. What am I talking about? How can I put it most simply? I have been having a time of change. Yes, everybody has. It's like this every single year. But a type of confusing change that leaves me with a sense of unfinished business in terms of understanding. I do not understand the process through which I withdraw. I have withdrawn from almost every other, well, every other arena except the local. Perhaps it seems obvious to others, but I spend so little time during the rest of the year in the local arena. I spend so much time in the away world, writing poetry, going to meetings. And I'm back in somewhere that I feel I've neglected. And it's not with a feeling of guilt and, oh God, I'm going to spend a whole load more time in the bosom of my locality or even in the bosom of my extended family. And I'm going to make up for my sins and misgivings. No, it's just being, not having the energy to go out, the impulse to go out. Walking the dog, yes. Oh, who knows? You know, self-awareness is such kind of overestimated thing, because the way in which I see myself, the constructs with which I do my best to understand myself are incredibly limited and limiting. There is much more to me than what I am aware of. I will never be aware of what I am truly like. I will be aware of a passing concept of myself, a passing impulse to describe myself or talk to myself about myself in a certain way. But it's never enough. The idea of getting people to report on their feelings, their thoughts, their actions, is a good thing. Yes, it does. It gives access to something. But it is never enough. It does not settle any uncertainties or debates. It is simply data. Interesting data. It is the tip of the iceberg. Yes, it is the stuff about which possible to hold conversations, but there is so much unsaid and unsayable and unknowable. And even I, being aware of you, can say things about you, but they're my perception built on years and years and years of other constructs that I have used. Other habits with which I use for thinking purposes. There's so much that, well, I'm unaware of, and so much that I have not experienced, so that even if I could expand my awareness to be much more in touch, I still would be aware of, or I still would be representative of, nothing but a tiny fraction of potential or experience or whatever the unknown and unknowable is to be called. So where am I? Standing on the other side of a bridge, not standing in the center of a bridge looking at both sides, standing on a side which is, well, it's a cliche, isn't it? As yet unknown, but also unknowable. Standing on the side of the new. Yes, it's a conventional date, 1st of January, but there are a lot of conspiracies that lead me, have led me, and others too, into a situation where the notion of a new beginning, a new step that I haven't yet taken, you know, feels right, feels acceptable. Where to go? I know not. I'm eating dates. I'm eating prunes. I'm eating special flakes from Super Value. I'm drinking a tepid cup of coffee, which has been reheated, left over by my wife, and I poured boiling water into it. And is inherently, by now, unsatisfactory. But is so rare. The new year begins with an unsatisfactory cup of coffee. But am I to forget coffee, pour this bit out in the sink and move on? Or am I to say, that's last year, worn out. I'm going to make myself a new cup of coffee. Am I going to turn over a new leaf? Well, that taps into an old narrative, which of course conjures up the idea that, oh look, all these ideas that I'm going to change in the new year, that's what everybody says, or that's what I've said before, and that's where new year resolutions dwell and feel insipid. It's easy to say, will be what I will be. It's satisfying to talk about the almost like the untalkable, the inadequacy. Talk about inadequacy, the inadequacy of experience, the inadequacy of self-awareness, the reality of inadequacy. What is to come. And of course, I won't go through this entire year saying to myself, I do not know what is to come next. I will simply accept what is to be. Well, I will protest about what is to come next. I will regret what is to come next. I will have all the range. I will be happy about what is to come next. All of these things, I will. They're continuation of narratives from the past. Perhaps they are basic human narratives. Perhaps that's, you know, a consequence of reading a book which is about types of being human, in which I'm, you know, being influenced. But it's time now to go back to the studio. It's time to stop. And somehow or other, this piece of inelegant elegance matters, but will it be something that I will be able to listen to? Yes, my grandchildren will be able to listen to it, although it will probably be disappeared by then. But then again, that's what every generation could say. Our influence will be gone. And yet, let me say something nice to you. Inadequately nice. What is it? Thank you? Or is it hello? The best is yet to come. The best has been. Or is it the best is now? Oh, what a cliche. There is nothing but the now, and it's definitely time to go back to the studio.